Just a minute after 4 o'clock and you are listening to KPFK Los Angeles at 90.7 FM, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, all over the world at kpfk.org. Once again, time for Melting Pot here every Sunday, or just about every Sunday, from 4 to 6 p.m. here on KPFK. And this Sunday, after a couple of weeks of delay, we are able to celebrate our 2-year anniversary here on the KPFK airwaves. Just about 2 years since we started the show. And as is our new tradition, started just last year, with our 1-year anniversary, we're going to take a look back at some of the previous guests over the last year. And so I'm going to play you a set to start the show of some of the artists who came in and performed music on the show. And during the show, we're going to play you two slightly edited versions of interviews and performances that broadcast on our airwaves. Here in this first hour, we'll play you the interview and performance from Josh Hayden in Spain. In the second hour, we have the interview and radio debut of the Boogaloo Assassins. And also in that second hour, we'll have one of the better guest DJ sessions, a little bit of that from DJ Lingua. Also have tickets for shows a little bit later on. That second hour, I'll be giving those away. But going to start things off with a short set of some of the other artists who came into our studios and performed for us, including artists out of Los Angeles by the name of Pollen, which we'll start off with. So here is music from Pollen, recorded live here on Melting Pot. And right now, during our 2-year anniversary, happy Father's Day. And of course, big thanks to everyone who donated to KPFK and for the show during our fundraiser.
Just know it, it's gonna be a lucky day. Angel on your shoulder, sky steals your breath away. Sometimes you just feel it, you're hungry for what's in store. Another day older, sun pulls you out the door. Something peculiar, you feel like you're in control. Another day wiser, look at all the things you know. Sometimes you just feel exactly where to fix your eye. Angel on your shoulder, she'll give you one more try.
people, they are dumb. They whisper that they love you and detonate a bomb. Well, I've been this way before, and now I open the door. And I know what you're thinking, but I've made up my mind. Separate myself from the blame, jump into the ocean and bathe my heart. People, they ain't no good. Their hearts are made of stone, their heads are made of wood. Oh, well, I've been this way before. Now I open the door, and I know what you're thinking, but I've made up my mind. Separate myself from the shame, jump into the ocean and bathe my heart. Dabby 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 dum. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. Dabby 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 dum. Whoa, whoa. Yeah. They are dumb. They whisper that they love you and then detonate a bomb. Well, I've been this way before, and now I open the door. And I know what you're thinking, but I've made up my separate myself from the blame, separate myself from the shame, separate myself from the game, jump into the ocean and bathe my heart.
Hey, I'm through. I've been wasting all my time.
Music from the Sandwich is recorded live here at KPFK on the 2nd of November of last year. My Heart Does Swell, the name of the song. The song also you can find on their most recent full-length record, Mrs. Jones's Cookies, from San Francisco's The Sandwiches. Ahead of that, an acoustic version of a song by Barry Adamson, with him performing his song People, recorded earlier in this year in January 16th, from an all-acoustic set that he did. Kind of a revelation, at least for me, being a longtime fan of Barry Adamson and his work with Magazine and Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds and other bands, and of course his fine solo work. First time really just hearing him with an acoustic guitar and that beautiful voice, and hopefully we'll hear more of just that stripped-down sound from Barry Adamson. Also in the set, we heard Los Angeles favorites of mine, Pollen, recorded in the summer last year on a very hot day here in KPFK in July, July 8th of last year. And sometimes you just know the name of the song from that group. All of these sessions, the entire sessions, the full performances and interviews are actually archived on blog for the show on meltingpotblog.com. On the section called Be Our Guest, you can find all of these, including what I'm getting ready to play for you. This was something that we recorded just a few months ago. Josh Hayden and his group Spain came into our studios in April and played several songs and also spent some time with us and talked about the band getting back together, the new record, The Soul of Spain, that they just released in May, and a few other things. And so going to play you this one just about in its entirety. It's just edited just a little bit to fit into this hour. So here is a performance and interview from Josh Hayden in Spain right now on KPFK and Melting Pot. And I'll actually just be telling you this once again right here, 90.7 FM. You're listening to KPFK and Melting Pot here at 90.7 FM. And it is my honor and privilege to welcome into the studio Spain, here with us. How are you guys doing?
Great. Thank you.
Thanks. Great.
They are here to perform a couple songs, and we're also going to talk about both the band and this long-awaited new record that's going to be coming out here very shortly, The Soul of Spain. But I'll throw it over to you right now just for a couple songs. This is Spain here on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Turn their back.
soon our love, the nations will be bowing at my feet. Take me where the river flows. Bring me where they found that gold. When I'm rich, I'll sell my soul. Sound. love came strolling in without a sound.
You just heard Josh Hayden in Spain performing live here in our studios at KPFK. I really can't tell you how how seriously honored I am to have you guys in the studio. A longtime fan of the band, all the way since the first record came out back in 1996. I mean, I can almost literally remember where I was at when I heard "Ray of Light," which was the first song I heard from that record the first time, and it was kind of like a ray of light. Hearing that sound. And so, once again, just thanks so much for coming into the studio.
Of course. I know we've been talking about it all the time.
Yeah.
So it's great to finally meet you and play here. It's really cool.
Yeah, thank you so much for doing it. Just to settle this right from the beginning, it's been now over 10 years since the last Spain record. Why did you make us wait so long for this new record?
Probably I need the whole show to just explain that. But it was just like, I don't know, if you talk to a lot of bands from the 90s that signed to major labels and got a lot of money and then were promptly dropped, you'll hear that the same type of stories. And that's basically what happened to me. And by 2001, when the first record came out, I was pretty much overwhelmed with frustration at the music business, and I just decided it's just my personality. I decided I'm never gonna make music ever again. If I can't do it the way I want to, then I quit. And it didn't last very long, but yeah, that was my mindset at the time. And I was still making music. I recorded a solo album with Dan the Automator and worked with him on another project called Handsome Boy Modeling School. And worked with my dad on Charlie Hayden Family and Friends. So I was still active. And it took a long time to find the right combination of musicians for the current version of Spain. Mm-hmm. And then it took 2 years to record the new album. I don't know. It's just kind of a alternate existence or interpretation of time. To me, it doesn't really seem that long. Like 10 years ago was just yesterday, and I feel like I'm starting, like we're about to tour in Europe, and I feel like this is, what month is this? April? Mm-hmm. April of 2001. I don't know. It's really weird. Except I'm married and I have a kid. That's the only difference.
Interesting. Yeah. We should get you to get everybody to introduce themselves who's in the current band, who's in the studio right now, and the instruments that you play.
Sure. I'm Josh, and I play bass and sing.
I'm Matt. I play drums.
I'm Daniel. I play lead guitar.
I'm Randy. I play keyboard and guitar.
I'm Dylan. I play acoustic guitar.
All right.
We all go by our first names.
We're on a first name basis here. Now, for those who maybe aren't as aware of the band that's been around for a little while now, though this is a different kind of incarnation of Spain, could you say a little bit about how the band originally formed, the original, and how the original sound of the group, a really distinctive sound for Spain, how it came together?
It was a kind of a combination of, because I'd been playing in punk rock bands in my teenage years, and it was just kind of like I wanted to try some different type of songwriting, and I was listening to a lot of blues and country and gospel and thinking to myself, maybe I can try to write a song like, you know, a more traditional style of music. And that's how Spiritual came about. It, you know, it was kind of a challenge to myself in a way, and also wanting to do something different and unique, or at least try to do something unique. And I didn't know. Oh, well, the other thing is that my sisters were in a band called That Dog, and they were, when they first started, they were playing, you know, just real kind of quiet, slow acoustic tunes, and that really influenced me. So I felt like if they could do it, I could do it. And for some reason, it just caught on. It was like 93. That's when we started. And I don't know. I'm not a very good judge of my own music.
It's okay. You come from a family. It's interesting you say that, because you come from this family with so many amazing musicians. I mean, your father, Charlie Hayden, is a legend, you know, maybe the greatest living jazz player today, if not one of the greatest of all time. Certainly in my book, right up there with Charles Mingus. Your sisters, all accomplished musicians as well, with the bands they played together and then separate, you as well. It strikes me really, there are a number of musical families. I've always wondered kind of the dynamic growing up in a really musical family, and not just with kind of musical parents, but also with musical siblings, especially with that kind of hard for me to judge thing. Just, I mean, was there ever a time where you didn't think you were going to make music, or weren't going to kind of be a musician growing up in this kind of family?
No.
Yeah.
When I was, I remember at a very young age, maybe 5, I started writing my own pop songs in my head and singing them around the house.
What was that song called? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was called Need a Little Love.
Yes!
I even know how it goes. I don't remember the bridge. It was sort of, because I listened to, it was real influenced by the Beatles' Revolver. We always, and I was talking about this with my wife the other day, is in practice, I think that we, at least once, we reference the Beatles in talking about music. I don't know why. I don't have
when
any.
When we rehearse?
Like when we rehearse.
Or something comes out that we play.
I don't even own any Beatles albums anymore. But even in the times of my life when I thought that I wasn't going to pursue music, I always had my bass and my amp with me, and I was always writing songs. So I tried doing other kinds of art too, but music is pretty much the main thing for me.
It's got to be a really exceptional privilege in a way to have, you know, people who are so close to you in terms of your siblings also performing music, to be able to either bounce ideas off of, or kind of to have kind of judge that kind of thing.
Yeah. And well, Rachel has a new band, and they cover our song World of Blue off the first album. And it sounds pretty amazing. Like, it's a, I heard them play it live, and I was not expecting them. The changes they made to it made it a better song. So, I mean, we're constant. And also, I have the luxury of hearing all of my sister's new music before anybody else does. So, like my sister's rough mixes, or Petra's rough mixes for her new soundtracks album, that it's all a cappella, and or a cappella, I don't know. like, it's the follow up to the Who Sells Out record she did.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty amazing.
So can you tell me a little bit about, especially how all of, now the five of you got back together to record new music under the name Spain, and what the process was like? You said it was about 2 years to work on this record. What the process was like kind of getting back into Spain mode after you more or less said that you wanted to kind of turn your back on basically the whole industry, and did some other things. You know, the record you did with Dan the Automator is a really different record. The Handsome Boy Modeling School stuff is really different. The stuff you did with your family on Ramblin' Boy, also pretty different from Spain. What was that process like kind of coming back to this kind of sound?
Well, I have this friend named Rich. He is in a group called the Soul Savers. They're from England, and we talk on the phone a lot. And, you know, starting in around 2003, he would say, every time we talked, he would say, Josh, you got to put Spain back together. You're crazy. And I would say, no, I'm never going to put it back together. I would occasionally get phone calls from clubs around town asking me, you know, does Spain want to play? And I would say, I'm never doing that ever again. It was too taxing on my nerves.
Mm.
And not the music side, there's the business side of it. And I don't know, eventually I thought it would be a good idea. And that was 2007, and I'd been playing with Matt and Randy for several years before that as part of my solo album that Dan produced.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like people liked the solo album, but what they really wanted was Spain back together and playing the old songs. And I thought, well, there's probably a reason for that. And I think maybe I got older and less egotistical about myself. That's a little redundant. But I thought, well, let's see what it would be like. And we put together some shows playing Blue Moods in 2007, and it felt really good. So then I might be completely wrong about the timing.
I don't remember exactly. But,
no, that was right.
And that was right. Like, and then we started learning new songs. I'm Still Free. And
yeah.
Some other ones.
It was kind of slow going. I mean, it took a while for us to get like the right, feel like we had the right band together, you know?
Yeah.
I think Daniel was maybe like the third or fourth guitar player we had played with since we had tried to start the band again.
Mm.
And then once Daniel came in, it was just like, you know,
oh,
we can, yeah, now we can do this, you know.
Now we can proceed.
Yeah.
I think that was in 2009. Is that 2009?
8, maybe. 2008,
yeah.
I think, actually. The nice thing about it was, I thought, is that the roots of Spain had sort of existed, of the new version of Spain, were sort of already in place. There was kind of a rhythm bed and a structure that we could sort of continue from Josh's solo record as we were performing it live.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't actually play on the recording. So it seemed like a relatively smooth transition just to sort of start playing Spain songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then an opportunity came to play overseas in a festival, and I think that kind of spurred it into action.
Mm-hmm.
More or less around that time.
I mean, it makes sense that it would take some time, just because with this group, there is such a there's such a like a attention to specific kind of sounds and moods. I mean, one of the things I've always really appreciated about Spain has been kind of the various ways that the sounds evoke a particular mood and how there's so much nuance to the sound. And one of the things that I think is kind of interesting, at least that to my ears in listening to these records, that the first couple of records, Blue Moods of Spain and She Haunts My Dreams, also have kind of a slightly darker tone, it seems, than I Believe in this record. That I'm not sure entirely why, but both I Believe and this brand new record, The Soul of Spain, both seem to have kind of a brighter tone, almost kind of a more hopeful tone. And is that something that you kind of hear in this process going from the debut record all the way to this newest version of Spain?
I don't know. I have a lot of mixed feelings about the records, the two records that came after Blue Moods, because it was too long between albums.
Uh-huh.
It would be too long to explain why it took so long. And you know, basically the business people who were related to the financing of the recording were telling me that I should do things that I knew weren't right, and I did them anyways. Mm. And I feel like a lot of that frustration, and not that I don't think people are that interested in that, in this aspect of it, but a lot of that frustration went into the songwriting on She Haunts My Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, although I love that album and I love I Believe, I love the current album as well, I feel like I've never had a chance to make the second Spain album, and I think the next one will fit in after Blue Moods.
Hmm. It almost like this record was almost kind of a warm up to get you to that point where you wanted to be back then.
This record was trying out different things.
Mm-hmm.
It had been so long that I didn't really know what to do. I didn't have an agenda so much as, like, I knew I wanted to bring back some of the older Spain songs that never got recorded and try to properly record them. Like, Only One is, I probably wrote that in 1994 or something. Mm. And I Love You, which I wrote in 96. And there were some other songs that we recorded that didn't make it on the album that were older material, and then newer songs. Some of those songs are completely out of left field. Hmm. As far as what people would expect from us.
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple of songs that are downright rocking for Spain. That are
distortion on the
guitars. yeah, that I'm sure like longtime Spain fans are gonna. It's going to be jarring for them. You know, what has happened? Yeah, but there is. It's interesting because, you know, I only have a promo copy of it right now, and there's not a lot of notes connected to it, and so I didn't know a lot about the kind of songwriting process for the different songs. And it is interesting that some of the songs that seem to evoke a lot of that very very early Spain are also songs that you were writing around that same period as Blue Moods.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
There was several different processes too. We had some old Spain songs that were brought back into the new record, and then there were songs that we sort of put together live in a rehearsal situation, and then there were some songs that were crafted almost exclusively in the studio. So it's really a mix of several different processes, and
mm-hmm.
and you can hear, you know, the variety in the songs. I think sort of reflects that in a way.
Are you already starting to make the plans and write new songs for a future record? Or are we going to have to wait for another 10 years, Josh?
No. My plan is to get back in the studio as soon as possible. So, you know, we're going to Europe for about 3 weeks in May, and then when we come back, we're straight back in the studio.
Mm, nice.
I don't know. Hopefully, I mean, that soon, that's what I'd like to do. That's the plan. I don't know. Like, financing is a problem, and is always a problem, and especially nowadays. We hooked up with this label in Europe called Glitter House, and they've been giving us a lot of support. And we couldn't have recorded this current album without Billy Burke, who produced it, and really, it was like a labor of love for him. And I think it sounds great, like especially on the radio with the compression that the radio puts on music. I was listening, I heard it on the radio like a couple weeks ago, and it sounded really good, I thought.
Yeah. And
sonically.
I'm very, very happy to play it as well. And do you think we could get you guys to perform a couple more songs for us right now?
Sure.
Okay. Right now, here is Spain performing live in our studio here at KPFK and Melting Pot. Thank you.
don't wanna die alone. Jesus, oh Jesus, I don't wanna die alone. My love wasn't true. Now all I have is you. Jesus, oh Jesus, I don't wanna die alone. Jesus, if you hear my last breath, don't leave me here left to die. Once again.
So you just heard Spain performing live in our studios here at KPFK, a couple of older songs for older fans like myself. And once again, just thank you guys so much for coming in. It's really been a just huge pleasure.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Really appreciate it.
So that was the performance and interview recorded with Spain, Josh Hayden, Spain, here in our studios, originally recorded in April earlier in the year. They have been touring around Europe since the release of their new album, The Soul of Spain, but they'll be back in town in Los Angeles playing at the Bootleg Theater on August 28th, Tuesday. A little bit later on in the year will be Spain back in town. In the interview and performance, you heard two songs from their latest release, The Soul of Spain, which I do think is still just available digitally, but is available now here in the States. You heard the song Sevenfold and Without a Sound at the beginning of the interview and performance, and then at the end, you heard a couple of tracks from their debut release, The Blue Moods of Spain from 1995, Untitled Number One, and maybe the signature song from Josh Hayden in Spain, Spiritual, right there at the close. Be back with even more, whole other hour of musical goodies here for you as we celebrate 2 years on the air here at Melting Pot on KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles.
Hi, this is Lori Lewis. Tune into Folk Scene with Roz Larman Sunday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. for the best in traditional and contemporary music. Each week features a live guest segment right here on 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 Santa Barbara, 93.7 San Diego, and 99.5 Ridgecrest, China Lake. Tune in to Folk Scene.
Yo, this is Immortal Technique. Right now, you're listening to KPFK 90.7 Los Angeles. Revolutionary commentary. You know what it is. KPFK bringing you the realness. Peace.
Harlem streets stay flooded in white powder.